Wearing protective face masks, the Defence Minister Linda Reynolds and the Foreign Minister Maurice Payne have landed in Washington DC for the annual AUSMIN talks with their US counterparts. They come as tensions ramp up with China. Australia has backed the US, which for the first time last week called China's claims in the South China Sea unlawful, accusing Beijing of a campaign of bullying. Some analysts worry there may not be an off-ramp for this escalation. Yuing Zhang is co-editor of The China Story. It's a blog by the Australian Centre on China in the World at the Australian National University. We spoke earlier.
So the United States has been becoming more confrontational in its approach to China with a recent speech by the US Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, saying that they want to call for a new alliance of democracies. Now, if Australia was also to become more confrontational and join the United States in the new alliance of democracies, then there are several things that China can do to inflict some punishment to Australia. We have seen that China is quite happy to use economic tools for perceived political slides. So, for example, its trade actions on beef and barley earlier this year. So I think China could continue to use that economic punishment on Australia because Australia and China has a very, very close economic relationship, and China is Australia's number one trade partner.
So when Australia in the past week officially backed the US and wrote to the UN and said, on the South China Sea question, Australia considers China's claims are not legitimate, backing Mike Pompeo's position. Do you think Australia was just following a US line, or is Australia exerting its own interests here?
No, Australia has its own national interest, and a part of the national interest is its close alliance with the United States. And another part is, of course, a rules-based international order.
And is there any room for diplomacy at this point? Because it's been months that our trade minister, for example, hasn't been able to get his Chinese counterpart to answer the telephone. And we know there's been no leadership meetings in any recent time. What do you think? Is there any scope for diplomacy here?
I think there's always scope for diplomacy. Even when the leadership meetings are not happening, there can still be, you know, meetings and engagement at official level, so lower level than the political level. And also, even apart from that, there's also, you know, second track meetings and meetings between person to person exchanges. All this is even more important at a time when there are political tensions.
But are they going to, are those sorts of contacts going to be enough? Because we now see many analysts saying that the US and China are engaged in a cold war. They're calling it that. Second track diplomacy, businesses, people to people, just doesn't seem like it'll be enough, will it?
It probably will not be enough to change the politics at this moment. One thing is, of course, with the United States is that there is an election in November. So we'll have to wait and see whether there is a new president, whether there is a new administration, and if that will change anything.
A lot of tension makes for the potential for miscalculations. Mm-hmm. Do you think we're in particularly dangerous times?
Yes. Yes, I think so. There appears to be escalating rhetoric and actions on both sides, from the United States and from China. And I am struggling to see ramp down from there.
Yuing Zhang, thank you very much for speaking with us today.
Thank you.
Yuing Zhang is co-editor of The China Story. It's a blog by the Australian Centre on China in the World. That's at the Australian National University.